It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Did you hear that great song there coming into the show? John Anderson, "She Just Started Liking Cheating Songs." Oh, my goodness. How many of you have ever been in a relationship and... You know something's going wrong. You know the woman's doing a little something wrong. Maybe the guy is doing a little something wrong. Traditionally, it is the more men. When I was with a girl in college, she had an engagement. We had an engagement thing, and she had a ring and all that stuff. And then she just stopped wearing the ring. And it's like, she would stop wearing it when she would go out with her girlfriends. It's like, yeah, this isn't going to work out. So I just came in and started laughing. She just started liking cheating songs. I say it all the time. That's what you get when you play a country song backwards, the traditional old-time country song. That's only 1980, but you get your wife back, you get your house back, you get your car back. Oh, man. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central. Covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania, I'm Corey Geiger. Simple question for you. Let's have fun with this today. I want to hear from you. Very easy. We can have a good discussion on it. Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? 946-0435. We are discussing this, of course, because the legendary... the tremendous, incredible Willie Mays passed away yesterday at age 93. Willie Mays, just an unbelievable career and definitely in the discussion for greatest baseball player of all time. There are gigantic baseball historians who believe that he's at the top of the list. Joe Posnanski wrote a book about it a few years back, and he ranked as the number one baseball player who ever lived, Willie Mays. Now, Willie Mays, phenomenal. I'm in no way am I going to ever try to take anything away from what Willie Mays accomplished. 660 home runs, and that's losing almost two seasons to his military service in his early 20s. So he probably would have hit 700. 301 batting average, 3,293 career hits. For me, Willie Mays is the number two baseball player of all time. I'll be honest with you, it's not a discussion. It's not really much of a debate for me. Just like with basketball, Michael Jordan is the number one basketball player who ever lived. And LeBron is number two. If you want to put somebody else at number two, you're going to have a tough time surpassing LeBron. But there's no debate between Michael Jordan and LeBron. There's just none. We can have a debate, and we like to, but there's a clear answer. And I feel the same way when we compare Babe Ruth to Willie Mays. Let me give you a number here in 1 second. Let me first give you the phone number again. You want to weigh in on this? Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? Let me give you a couple numbers here for this pitcher. 94 wins, 46 losses, a career ERA of 2.28. 94 wins. 94. Everybody pay close attention to what I'm telling you. 94 victories as a pitcher. 46 losses. A career ERA. 2.28. One time started 40 games in a season. One time pitched 35 5 complete games in a season. 1-2 different seasons with more than 300 innings. I'm talking about Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was phenomenal, tremendous as a pitcher. Led the league in ERA one time, in ERA, the American League, 1.75. Babe Ruth was going to be a Hall of Fame pitcher. So when we have the discussion of the greatest baseball player of all time, Babe Ruth, 714 home runs, Willie Mays, 660. Now again, Mays might have surpassed Ruth. It would have been close without missing close to two years for military service. Babe Ruth, career batting average. Big, fat, slow slob, right? Babe Ruth, you remember the John Goodman movie? He's just drunk all the time. He's a big, slow slob, right? Babe Ruth's career batting average was .342. That's higher than Tony Gwynn. Different era. I get it. .342. Willie Mays, .301. Babe Ruth, 2,873 hits. Willie Mays, 3,293 hits. But Willie Mays had 2,600 more at-bats. So he had 400 more hits, but 2,600 more at-bats because Babe Ruth had 94 pitching victories and a 2.28 ERA. And the first handful of years of his career did not hit as much. Okay? So every statistic, WAR, what is it good for? Babe Ruth, 182. Willie Mays, 156. Now, Willie Mays was a tremendous defensive player. Absolutely phenomenal defensive player. Babe Ruth was not. Willie Mays won 12 gold gloves. Willie Mays also was a fantastic base runner and very fast. Babe Ruth was not. But if we're having the discussion of the greatest baseball player of all time, and again, there has been a shift, I think, among baseball historians. There has been more of a shift in the last, over the last generation or so, to go toward Willie Mays. Now, look, you're not going to get me to say anything critical of Willie Mays. He's an unbelievable player, but he wasn't Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth hit more home runs in some seasons than teams hit. That's unbelievable. Babe Ruth walked in his career. These are walks. Along with a .342 career batting average, Babe Ruth walked 2,062 times. Oh, but yeah, but he struck out a ton too, didn't he? Because he was just a big, fat, slow slob, and he was just home run or nothing, right? He struck out 1,330 times, and he walked 2,062 times. Willie Mays, strikeouts, 1,526, walks, 1,468. So again, this notion, and look, I've had this discussion a couple different times on the show recently. Nathan and I did it last week, and we're talking about eras. How do we reconcile baseball 100 years ago? Who was Babe Ruth playing against? What kind of players was he playing against? What was the fastball like that Babe Ruth was facing? Still in the dead ball era? Do we have to view Babe Ruth's accomplishments a little differently because, you know, baseball was different 110 years ago. I think baseball became more of the modern game probably in the 40s, 50s, 60s. Willie Mays played during that era. And so when we have this discussion, hey, look, anybody want to jump in with anybody else? If you want to throw Barry Bonds into this discussion, we can have a pretty darn good discussion there as well. But obviously you've got the steroids and the cheating. 946-0435. 946-0435. Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? As you're pondering that, let me tell you one more time. Babe Ruth won 94 games as a pitcher and had a 2.28 career ERA. That's better than Greg Maddux. That's better than Clayton Kershaw. That's better than Pedro Martinez. That's better than basically any pitcher you can think of, 2.28 career ERA. Once completed in a season, 35 games as a pitcher. That's to go along with all of the incredible offensive exploits. Barry Bonds, his case, steroids, cheating. How do we view all that? We'll get to it in a second.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals. Stay for the smoke.
If you're a customer of Davidson Snacks Outlet, stand by for an important announcement. Davidson Snacks Outlet has moved to a new location. The folks at Davidson Snacks Outlet feel blessed to watch their business become a success, and they want to thank their employees and you. Davidson Snacks Outlet's new location is 16843 Dunnings Highway in Duncansville. It's the same great variety of your favorite snacks and great service now at a new location. 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville. Davidson Snacks Outlet.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Recently at JMP Auto Mart, an SUV that was in one of the dealership's garages caught fire. Thankfully, no one was injured as the fire occurred during evening hours when they weren't open. The vehicle, however, was a total loss. JMP Auto Mart would like to thank nearby neighbors, the Altoona Police, and fire departments for their quick action during this occurrence, and they want to assure you that they're open for business as usual. Come check out their large selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. JMP Auto Mart, 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona. They started 65 years ago, and they're still open.
At Shoofly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoofly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoofly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoofly's fit specialists, visit their website, ShoeflyStores.com. Shoofly. Your feet. Well, thank you.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
baby. Great stuff. Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? It is Babe Ruth. That is the answer. If you disagree, try and sell me on it. Joe Posnanski, baseball historian, tried to sell us on it. He named Willie Mays. See, when you can say, well, greatest all-around player, defense, offense, running, five tools, all that stuff. That's how they came upon Willie Mays. Babe Ruth won 94 games as a pitcher. You tell me an accomplishment by any athlete in any sport ever that's greater than 94 wins and a 2.28 ERA. Oh, and also all the offensive numbers that Babe Ruth had. But what about Barry Bonds? Where does Barry Bonds fit into the discussion? Because we know he cheated, but his numbers are incredible. A record 762 home runs, a major league record for walks, 2,558 walks in his career to only 1,539 strikeouts in 2004, during the height of the steroid era, Barry Bonds walked 232 times. 232 walks while batting 362. No, he was the most feared hitter in the history of the world at that point. The most feared hitter in the history of the world, more so than Babe Ruth or Willie Mays or anybody else. The guy's on-base percentage that year was .609. His OPS that year was .1422. So, but we know he cheated. He's not in the Hall of Fame. I do think those guys are going to get in the Hall of Fame at some point, maybe as a cruel twist of fate, maybe after all of them die. Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? And if you think it's somebody other than Babe Ruth, tell me why. Nebraska man, what do you got here, buddy?
Definitely got to go with Babe Ruth, Corey. He would have made the Hall of Fame just by pitching.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an amazing the records that he broke. The games were, they didn't play as many games back then either.
That's right, 154, correct.
So, you know, eight more games or, say, what, 10 years? You know, he could have. I mean, he broke enough to be where he's at.
See, here's the thing. We can sit here and say Willie Mays would have hit more home runs during his age 21 and 22 seasons. When he was 21, when he was 22 in 1953, and 21 in 1952, for most of two seasons, he was in the military. And that's another discussion I want to have in just a second. Could you imagine if today's athletes had to go serve in the military? Could you imagine if Tom Brady had to leave the NFL to go serve in the military, or Mike Trout or Paul Skeens had to leave baseball to go serve in the military? Okay, but anyway, we can say, well, Willie Mays would have hit more home runs if he wasn't serving in the military. Okay, but Babe Ruth's first few years in the big leagues, five games in 1914, 42 games in 1915, 67 games in 1916, 52 games in 1917, 95 games in 1918. You know what he was doing at that time, Nebraska man?
No.
Pitching.
Oh.
So give him another few hundred games if he were an everyday player as well?
Oh, definitely.
How many more home runs? So, see, that's what people say. Well, Mays would have maybe broken Babe Ruth 714. Okay, but Babe Ruth would have been maybe close to 800 if he wasn't a pitcher early on. You see what I'm getting at? We can look at numbers, and we can make them appear any way that we want.
Right. Yeah, but I tell you, Corey, I wish back in, because, you know, they said, you know, that guy could hit. The only thing he lacked a little bit was speed, but I mean, as far as control, hitting the ball, they said he could pick a spot before you even come up to bat and tell you where he was going to put it.
Do we, again, over time, let me throw this question out for everybody as well. Michael Jordan's peak was 30 years ago. Can you believe that? 30 years ago. The further we get removed from Michael Jordan, Nebraska man, when we get 50 years from now and we're all dead, all of us who watched Michael Jordan in his prime, we're all dead. Will Michael Jordan still be the greatest basketball player when the earth is filled with people who never watched him play?
50 years? You might have a shot, Corey. Those all, depending, you know, you got, depending on, you know, who plays the best. But right now, this day and era today, I don't care who they have in the NBA. The man went 6 for 6, and you know, and he put the Bulls. You talk about a man to put a team on his back.
But my point is, once we're all dead, will the legacy hold up? And this is the same for Babe Ruth, because again, I don't think it's close that Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player of all time. There is a movement now among baseball historians to claim that Willie Mays was the greatest baseball player of all time. But nobody ever saw Babe Ruth play. Nobody who votes on any of these things ever saw Babe Ruth play, okay? So my point is, at some point, no matter what we think now, after time, after a certain amount of time, in 50 years, it's a foregone conclusion right now that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. When we get to a point where it's people who have not seen him play, and maybe somebody else comes along like LeBron who actually does win some titles, you see what I'm getting at of how do we compare eras and greatness when, quite frankly, if you didn't watch him play, it just won't mean as much to you.
Well, I really don't think in basketball, Corey, I don't think you're ever going to – You're never going to have anybody besides Michael Jordan, LeBron James. I can't picture now and in the future of anybody even trying to be around with the records that they have right now. I just don't think it's there.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. Jason in the car. Oh, well, we lost him. We got Bob here. What's up, Bob? How you doing, pal?
Oh, good, Corey. I'm enjoying your discussion. My dad was born in 1910, and Babe Ruth was his guy. He lived through that.
Did he tell you stories about watching Babe Ruth?
Well, he went to a lot of those games. He didn't really have too many stories, but, you know, you could tell that was his guy, you know.
Yeah.
It's like but the one question I was – when now, they didn't do with him like they do with Ohtani when he pitched. He didn't play the outfield or anything?
I don't know, because this is what's interesting, okay? So, again, let's just say, for instance, in 1917, Babe Ruth, at 22 years old, only played 52 games, okay? But let me look at it. But let me look at his pitching in 1917. Player pitching. In 1917... he went 24-13 with a 2.01 ERA and had 35 complete games. So what does that tell you? That tells you he was not playing as an everyday player. If he,
right.
he pitched 41 games in 1917, and he only played in 52 games. So he only appeared in 10 games as a non-pitcher. So again, what if we go back and we let Babe Ruth play 100, 120 games, you know, 20, 21, 22, 23? Don't you think he adds another 40, 50, 70 home runs? Because, by the way, here's the thing. In 1914, 0 home runs. 1915, 4. 1916, 3. 1917, 2. 1918, he led the league in home runs with 11.
Oh, I was at dead ball. But I looked up, you know, just while we were talking about that, I looked up Ohtani, you know, because his pitching record, and it's not near what Babe Ruth, you know, he's 38-19 with 3.01 ERA.
Yeah, and in today's era with the specialization hitting and pitching, it's out of this world what Ohtani has done. I hope he can get back to it after the surgery and everything, because he's such a special talent. But let me look again. Yeah. Do we hold it against Babe Ruth? Are we going to see? I don't know if there will be another player come along like Willie Mays. There may never be another player in this discussion. Okay, it may be 100 years from now we're still discussing Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Barry Bonds, those kind of guys. Do we hold it against Babe Ruth because no one alive saw him play?
Yeah, well, but that is the problem. Like, none of us ever, you know, you see those, even they don't even have really good video of it.
I can give you all these stats, but this is like Monopoly money. You know, I don't know what these stats mean. Here's a stat. He led the league in home runs in 1918 with 11. 3 years later, he hit 59. I mean, what? So that just saying that makes you wonder, like, what the hell was baseball back then? How does the league leader in 1918 have 11 home runs, and in 1921 he's got 59?
It was a different. I get a kick out of watching baseball now. I can't even think of an example, but they'll have just a regular guy. He's the best there is, and I'm like, how can you say it? You see it, hear it all the time.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call, Bob. Enjoy your day, man.
Thank you.
946-0435. And again, anybody want to weigh in on Barry Bonds here? I know we've done this with the Hall of Fame discussions and that kind of stuff. I think it's silly and stupid that Barry Bonds, the career leader in home runs and walks, is not in the Hall of Fame, which is a museum. It is a historical museum representing the greatest players ever. And the guy with the most home runs is not there. And Pete Rose, the guy with the most hits, 4,256, is not there. So they've got their little museum, and because they're all butthurt, because Barry Bonds cheated, even though baseball made billions of dollars off of Barry Bonds, they're all butthurt because he cheated and he broke records and everybody's feelings are hurt. And Pete Rose bet on baseball. So sure, I can see a lifetime ban for that. But you still got to have him in the Hall of Fame. So how do we view Barry Bonds in terms of the greatest player of all time? Well, Barry was cheating. He was taking substances that he wasn't supposed to take. Well, you know what? Throughout the history of baseball, players were always taking a lot of stuff, including amphetamines. If you know those stories or don't know those stories, there's all kinds of historical stories of players taking greenies, which are amphetamines, uppers. Well, okay, but Bonds was taking steroids to help him hit the ball farther. No, he wasn't. The steroids were designed to help your body stay stronger and not wear down, and it would create a better body, physical focus, ability to continue to be strong mentally and physically. It didn't make him stronger. It made his body less inclined to break down. Okay, that's what he did. That's how he cheated. We'll take some more calls, get into some other stuff coming up after the break.
The rumors were flying a few days before, but it's official now. This will be Martin Truex Jr.'s final full-time Cup Series season.
That's about the most nervous I've ever been coming in here. But obviously, if you've... I guess the news has been on the internet all week, so you guys already know. I don't even know why I'm here, but no, honestly, here just to let y'all know that I will not be back full time next year. But excited about the rest of the year, obviously, and it means the world to me to see Johnny Morris here. He's been, you know, a huge supporter of mine, and you know, I wouldn't have been able to do you know, any of the things I've been able to do without him being behind me 21 years. So it's been incredible. It's been a hell of a ride. I'm excited about the future and not really sure what that looks like yet, but feel good about, you know, my decision. And I just want to thank Coach and everybody at JGR Toyota. They've been absolutely amazing to, you know, to be able to win a championship is something I always dreamed of. And to be able to get that done was amazing. And just feel really lucky to be surrounded by a lot of great people over the years. So to all the guys I've worked with, crew members, crew chiefs, team owners, you know, you name it across the board, it's been a true honor. And I'll miss all those people for sure, but I won't be gone. I'll be around still. And we're gonna do some stuff together, have some fun and enjoy life a little bit and wind down.
This is the final lap.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Phoenix Domus Rise Above Halfway House offers residential treatment for adult males affected by drug or alcohol addiction. Their facility is located in the Fairview Hills section of Altoona and is licensed to house 16 adult male residents who are seeking halfway house treatment services. Phoenix Domus is actively looking for referrals. Email referrals at phoenixdomus.com or call 814-515-2055. Rise above the grips of addiction. Let Phoenix Domus Rise Above Halfway House help.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals. Stay for the smoke.
Hank FM.
On our show brought to you today and every day by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. If you're heading out to a camping trip or hunting, fishing, stop by their 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. You'll enjoy your experience. They won't rush you in and out. And remember, they're always open online at boswellpipes.com if you can't make it to the location. One more fun little stat here as we have our discussion about the greatest baseball player of all time, if you want to weigh in on this. And again, rest in peace to the legendary Willie Mays, 93 years old, passed away yesterday. A remarkable career, just a tremendous, tremendous ball player all around. I rank him as the number two greatest baseball player of all time, behind Babe Ruth. Let me give you a statistic here, okay? For his entire career, Clayton Kershaw, who is a Hall of Famer and one of the best pitchers of his generation, for Clayton Kershaw's entire career, you ready for this? For his entire career, which he's been pretty dominant for more than a decade, he has thrown 25 complete games. Clayton Kershaw, for his entire career, has thrown 25 complete games. In 1917, Babe Ruth pitched 35 complete games in one season. See, when we think about the greatest baseball players of all time, we want to bring Babe Ruth's offensive prowess into the discussion. To ignore the pitching is criminal. For his career, Babe Ruth pitched 107 complete games. 107. Clayton Kershaw has 15 shutouts in his career. Babe Ruth had 17. Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher, left-handed pitcher of this generation. Babe Ruth was a better pitcher than Clayton Kershaw. So again, when we have these discussions, these are fun little things to look back on. Hey, Bob's calling back. Wants to talk some Willie Mays. Bob, I might have cut you off there. I apologize. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Corey. I want to tell you a Willie Mays story. When I was 10 years old, went to Ford Field. My buddy's mother would drive over to Pittsburgh to see her sister, and she would drop us off at the game, and the Giants were in town. So, of course, Willie Mays is one of my favorite players as a 10-year-old, right? So I wait for the Giants to get on their bus after the game, and I wait, looking for Willie. Don't see him. Obviously, he had already gotten on the bus. So I get onto the bus, say, hey, can I get Willie Mays' autograph? He's my favorite player. Willie's not on the bus yet. So I said, oh, okay. So wait for another 5 minutes. The door closes. The bus pulls out. Willie never signed my card.
Oh.
So I went to Baltimore maybe about a year later, and
so where was he?
He was probably on the bus.
Oh, okay, I got.
But he didn't want to sign my card. But I want to tell you Brooks Robinson story. A year later, I'm down in Baltimore. Brooks comes out, gets in his car. 200 people get in line. He sits in his car, signs for an hour, 200, 300 kids.
Wow. So I'm just, was Willie already on the bus and you weren't aware? How did that play out? Did he sneak on the bus and he just didn't want to deal with anything?
Well, there were players already, I guess, on the bus before I had got to the, the visitors' exit door. And, he was already on the bus, and, he just never didn't want to sign my card.
I'm just curious, because you said he was your favorite player. Did that sequence of events change your perception all these years of Willie Mays, or no?
Well, as a kid it did, yes. Yeah.
And did you hold on to that for a long time?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting, because you just told two great stories there in 15 seconds, especially about Brooks Robinson. And so this is the thing, like chance encounters with people in life can impact you for, you're talking 50, 60 years here. So you see Brooks Robinson, he's signing in his car for an hour. And so
on a hot, humid night like tonight.
And you have a tremendous appreciation all these years later for Brooks Robinson.
Correct.
And you probably lost respect for Willie Mays.
Definitely.
Wow. Interesting.
All right, Corey. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. That's a fascinating story. That's a really interesting story. Now, look, could have been in any number of things. Maybe Willie Mays was doing something else or whatever. But, hey, sometimes athletes don't want to do that stuff, don't want to deal with it. And we do hear stories of how, an athlete taking some time to sign an autograph or do something special for a fan, how that will impact that fan for a long, long time. But the opposite probably does happen as well. Oh, hang on. I gotta check this text here from my buddy Nate. Yeah. Can I share the story, Nate? And you can just text me back yes or no real quick if I can share the story here about your encounter with this particular individual. All right, he says yes. So Nate is a, I'll go and say Nate Ritchie, a longtime sports writer for the Altoona Mirror, been there more than 20 years. And congratulations to his boy, Elias, hit a game-winning bucket for Claysburg Kimmel in their playoff game a couple months ago. I think that was Claysburg's first ever PIAA playoff victory. Anyway, Nate's an awesome, awesome guy, and he is an enormous UConn basketball fan. I'm going to tell the story for Nate. He's an enormous UConn basketball fan, men and women, has been forever, to where he goes up to stores. He's gone up to stores, Connecticut, many times to watch the men and the women and some other places. So you're not going to find a bigger UConn basketball fan in this area than Nate Ritchie. Well, Donyell Marshall, former UConn superstar, used to be the head coach of Central Connecticut State. And Nate Ritchie covered the St. Francis women's basketball program for the Mirror. I don't know if he still does. But so Donyell Marshall comes to DeGaulle Arena a number of years back. Nate Ritchie tries to talk to him. And, you know, just a roundabout, you know, Cliff's Notes version. He gets snubbed by Donyell Marshall. So here you have a guy in Central Pennsylvania, you know, who has literally spent thousands of dollars and thousands of hours of his life being a fan of UConn basketball. And Donyell Marshall was a superstar for UConn basketball. And yet here he comes to DeGaulle Arena with a basketball team years later and absolutely snubs the biggest UConn fan around here. And so I'm glad Nate texted that, because, look, again, our encounters with athletes, we hear the great stories of how you come away with a great memory or experience whenever you dealt with an athlete when you finally got to meet them. But there are the opposites where you meet kind of your hero and they don't want anything to do with you. So my little story along these lines, I have one autograph. I've been a sports writer for 30 years. I've met superstars in sports, entertainment, politics, I've got one autograph. Because I'm not an autograph person, don't care about it. I'd rather just watch my athletes, and if I ever get a chance to talk to them, that's great. I've been able to talk to a few heroes over the years. Dale Murphy was on the radio show 10 years ago or so. I got to interview Don Shula one time covering a Steelers-Dolphins game down in Miami. So I've been fortunate enough to be around some of the great athletes that I truly admired. My all-time favorite athlete is Sean Dunston, the former Chicago Cubs shortstop. So we used to go from Little Rock, Arkansas. It was a long drive up to Chicago, so we wouldn't really make that trip. We would go to Houston. We would go to watch the Cubs play in the Astrodome. My family, my dad and I, we did this a couple, maybe two or three times. Well, I have an authentic Sean Dunston 12 Cubs jersey. It's white with the stripes, the big circle Cubs logo on the left front, and then we took it to a local, because this is 1990-ish or so, give or take, and it was hard to find authentic jerseys of players who weren't stars back then. So we took it to a local tailor, and we had Dunston and 12 sewn onto the back. So I've got my fantastic, authentic Sean Dunston jersey. It says Dunston and 12 on the back. He's not a superstar. He's pretty well known. He'd been in the big leagues for a long time by 1990-91 or whatever. But we go to Houston to the Astrodome to watch the Cubs. This is an eight-hour drive for us. So we go up to watch the Cubs there. And before I got there very early, before the game, I was hanging outside the Cubs dugout. He walked out onto the field. He was going out to left field to warm up. I held up my Dunston 12 jersey. Now, again, this is not a superstar. This is not Willie Mays, who maybe saw all kinds of people wearing Willie Mays jerseys. This is not, you know, a star player nowadays who everybody in the stadium is wearing his jersey. This is Sean Dunston. There aren't many people in the world at this point who have authentic Sean Dunston jerseys like I did. But I hold it up. He kind of turns around. He does a double take. I do a little hand signal like, can you sign? And he walked right over and signed my jersey very quickly underneath the 12 on the back. And I have that to this day. My wife got a giant frame for it when we first got together 20-something years ago. So it's hanging up in my house, my authentic 12 Dunston jersey. If he would have snubbed me, not sure I've really ever given it a lot of thought. If he would have snubbed me like Donyell Marshall did to my friend Nate, or like Willie Mays did to Bob, who called in a few minutes ago. If I had driven 8 hours, and just so everybody's crystal clear here, okay, I wore number 12. I played shortstop. I tried to play like Sean Dunston my whole life. I still wear number 12. My favorite number is 12. My son wears number 12. My kids were born in 2012. I like to call our family the 12s. All of this is because of Sean Dunston. Number 12 for the Cubs. He signed my jersey. If he had not signed my jersey, I wonder, I mean, it's fascinating. If that would have rubbed me such the wrong way at that point, that I would have said, well, screw you, buddy. He didn't. I didn't have to worry about it. Again, there couldn't have been many people in the world that had an authentic Sean Dunston jersey. I hold it up. He walks over 15 feet, signs my jersey. Great memory. I actually got to interview Sean Dunston at Three River Stadium when he came back playing for the Cardinals about a decade ago, my first or second year here. I actually got a photo. I'm not so super proud of this. I know a lot of you take photos with athletes and you see people taking photos with athletes. I'm a journalist. I'm not supposed to do that. I've never done it in my entire life. Except for this guy. I have a photo hanging up in my a giant poster frame. I've got my Dunston 12 jersey on one side of the room. I've got a giant poster photo of me and Sean Dunston in a Cardinals uniform on the other side. And he ended up hitting a home run that day at Three River Stadium. But he's the only player who meant that much to me. And when I went to interview him at Three River Stadium, I told him that story about meeting him in Houston and him signing my jersey. And I told him, you know, how many Cubs games I watched. I told him I wore number 12, and he could not have been nicer. If he would have been an ass to me, I wonder if that would have changed my opinion. Anyway, I know I'm going on and on here, but our interactions with people that we admire or look up to, they play a huge role in how we perceive those people. Clarkster, what's up, man?
Hey, I will sign if I'm asked.
Does anybody ask?
wait a minute. Here's what you can do for a promotion for the station and Leitner. Get caller number one, number two, and number three's autograph and put that up for auction. I'm sure that will go for a lot.
That'll go for about... What was it cost to mail a letter now? Like $1.75, for God's sake. Whatever.
It's 68 cents going up to 73.
So that autograph of the top three callers will go for 73 cents for a stamp.
Yeah, I may even sign it, AKA too.
You know? Now listen here, Clarkster. You live a long way away. I've had suggestions before from caller number two, and some others of how about we have a get-together locally of the top callers. If we were to pull that off, are you making the trip?
Do I get mileage?
I might kick in some money for you.
I've been as close as Dubois. So
if we were to pull that off and we go out to a local, I like Applebee's. If we go out to a local Applebee's and we're fancy like Applebee's for a night with the top five callers for Sports Central, can we get you to Altoona?
My wife would shoot me, you know, so I don't know. I'd have to run it past the boss. But autographs, let's digress. And then I'm going to get into something else real quick. I have, when I was a kid, I may have told you, a Sixers program with Chet Walker, Hal Greer, Dolph Shays, So those all three are in the NBA Hall of Fame. And then my favorite St. Joe's player, Steve Corton. At that time, he was on a 15- or 20-day contract.
What's his name?
Steve Corton.
Gotcha, okay.
Okay, he played in the early 60s at St. Joe's. He was drafted by the Cincinnati Royals.
Okay.
And didn't work out there, but then the Sixers picked him up for like a 20-day contract back then. And I got him at a game at was at the arena in Philadelphia. It wasn't at Convention Hall. It was at the arena, and we waited afterwards. My side got those guys. My friend was on the other side, and he got Wiltz, Luke Jackson, Dave Gamby, and I forget who else he got. So I didn't get Wiltz. But I've seen some athletes back in the day, Connie Mack Stadium, and I can't imagine, though, what it would be like and be hounded that they are.
I wish we had more time. I could probably do another show completely on autographs. I'm not an autograph person. I don't see the appeal of it. If you're an athlete and you look, we as fans, we know what it means to us if we get one.
Yeah.
But if you're an athlete,
the patience.
It's just like all this time. Don't get me wrong. I feel for people if they get snubbed by these athletes, but at the same time, these folks, especially as much money as they make now,
yeah,
do they even care what the fans think of them?
Yeah, I don't know how I would react, you know, if I was an athlete and being hounded, so to speak.
The first time you would do it, you would wait an hour and you'd sign all of them, and maybe the 10th time you would do it.
Yes.
Once you've done it some, and in every city you go, and even all your home, I can understand why athletes will avoid it, but I also do understand that fans, us regular people, we only get one shot at life to maybe meet one of those people. And so that 5-second encounter, it will stick with us forever. Willie Mays is one of the greatest players of all time. Bob in Altoona lost respect for him because he wouldn't sign an autograph for a 10-year-old kid.
Well, the fear now is it gets on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets out of control maybe at times, and it's one-sided. And are you going to come back as the athlete to contest anything and different things? So it's just, you know, such a mess that they've created. Now, real quick, happy Juneteenth.
Yep, happy Juneteenth to everyone out there, absolutely.
Okay, I wish they would change it and call it Emancipation Day.
I don't know enough about the history. I believe the African-American community in our country, aren't they happy with Juneteenth? From what I understand is they like it all. They like it being called this.
Well, the history of it, there actually is an Emancipation Day, and it's celebrated in some states, one of the least of which, when it comes to Washington, D.C., that's what it's called.
And I really hope I get this right. Juneteenth represents the final day that the Army made its way the furthest point south, I believe it was Galveston, Texas.
Yes.
And that was the final declaration to the people furthest south that they were free, the slaves, that they were free. And so they'd already made declarations well before that, obviously, but June 19th is when the final people in Galveston, Texas, the final slaves in Galveston, Texas, would have learned it.
Well, it could have been. I mean, it's so arbitrary. That's the day. That's the last day out.
Right.
But I think you make it a little more acceptance of it if you may call it Emancipation Day.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's enough politics for today. Thanks, buddy.
Right, bye.
All right, have a good one, everybody. We'll wrap things up after this.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals. Stay for the smoke.
stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Oh, goodness, man, it was hot today. Let's get through this terrible heat wave. Hey, really fun discussion. I enjoyed this one. I didn't get as many calls. I wanted somebody to challenge me a little bit and say that, yeah, Willie Mays is the best baseball player of all time, not Babe Ruth. You'd be wrong if you said that. But nobody did. Hey, I like baseball numbers, stats, and everything. I'm a big stats guy, so going through some of those numbers, again, it just blows my mind. Babe Ruth won 94 games and had a 2.28 career ERA as a pitcher, and nobody even knows that. Nobody even knows that stuff. Our show, again, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. Want to thank them for their sponsorship, helping keep us on the air and all the support they give us. Stop by and support them at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. It's about going to wrap things up for today. Intern Nathan will be back in tomorrow. Want to get into maybe some more Penn State football discussion. We had a good Drew Aller discussion yesterday. We'll talk a little bit of James Franklin tomorrow. What's at stake for James Franklin over the next 3 to 5 years or so at Penn State? He's got a lot of years left on the contract, but as we enter the college football playoff era of 12 teams, there's more pressure on James Franklin. He's got to make the playoff, which he will. Penn State's going to make the playoff a lot. But how much pressure will there be on him to win games in the playoff? When just getting there over time, that's not going to be enough. We'll get into that tomorrow. Have a good night, folks.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1.